Are you ready? Okay, any question? We started to read from the beginning, right? It's a long paragraph. And it has a lot of stuff to say, and I'm insisting upon understanding the first paragraph. Somehow I would like to think that Rumi was thinking about it, that, okay, now this is it. This is the final book. Now I want to explain everything. I have to say everything. How could I say it? So he has started something. You remember from last time. Remember when you were reading it? What was it about? There are step by step by step complicated stuff, but at the end it is simple. That's what I wanted to get, to see it, how simple it is. He started to say, okay, you want this stuff? Okay, I will try. But don't forget, it's not explainable. It has nothing to do with quantities or with directions, 5 and 6, and this and that. Because at the end, we shouldn't forget, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? One thing. One simple word. Love. That's what the subject is, right? That's what Shams told him, that, this is what you don't know. Love. We don't understand love. Why? And right at the beginning, because it is a very interesting, amazing kind of secret. What is interesting about it? Don't you remember? He said the interesting stuff about it is, and right at the beginning, page 1, he said, the interesting stuff is, this secret doesn't work, doesn't go in the ear of everyone. You should be prepared for it. That's the problem. It's a secret that is not for everyone. This is the beginning of the final book. This is the beginning of his final words. He wants to talk about the last level of enlightenment, which is what? Not having, not being. We explained a lot about it, but now the conclusion is here. The conclusion is what? Is that, I hope that there will be something will happen, some order will come from somewhere, that the secrets will be told. Because it's not really talkable. We talked about it. It is beyond the logic, remember? So, logically, it's not be explained, but okay. And it's a very funny game, isn't it? Because first of all, I'm talking about it and I don't give a damn if you get it or not. That's your choice. I just do it because I like to, I have to. This is me, this is my part. I'm playing my part. You should play your part. Carefully. Okay? Let me bring you the example of Noah and 900 years of doing. And there were a lot of stupid people around, they didn't accept it. So what? Did he give up? No. So this is the game. You see, the final book, he opened it, they're sitting down, okay, the opening of the final chapter, he said, this is how final chapter works. I try my best, and I know nothing about you. You should start to understand what is the first thing you should do. Oh, this is the part I wish you remember. I repeated it so many times. I hope you will get this part of this book, so the rest you will be in the field, because this is the final stuff. And after this, you don't need anything, anything, just practice and all of it. You should get it. Okay, he said, let's begin. I'm doing my job. So, no question about all of this. It's about you. What should you do? First thing. What was the first thing? Do you remember how did I start last book, book 5? Do you remember at the beginning of that, what did I tell you? To put aside some special thinking systems. 4 birdies, remember? Here, should we go back and talk about them? No, put them aside. Then what is remaining there? There is a missing stuff when you put all of this. Your judgment. You are trying to analyze, right? With your analysis, you take them apart. When you take them apart, you may understand each of them, but it's not worth it. Because the main thing is how these parts, they work together, the assembly, the totality counts. But your mind is always working the opposite, dividing. So the first thing, don't do this stuff, because this is something you should drink, which is made out of honey and vinegar. This is the This is the 18 or 19 verse, right at the beginning. You started with, what is my role, what is your role? And what should you do? Let go of this dividing, because me personally, if Rumi didn't do that, I will do it. I insist upon working together. Do you remember I told you I believe that there is this vibration which comes from my totality, and that will influence the other people, and the opposite is always there, totality. So look in my final book, let's go back to totality. Remember that, yes, there is this uniqueness about the human being, but there is something else here. The point for you is to understand that if you give up that separative attitude of yourself, you call it analysis, huh? If you give it up, then the remaining is what? Coming together. With coming together, I mean really coming together in a way that nobody could separate you anymore. He talked about that little stuff. Yes, he started with war. So fighting, war, conflict, all of this, which is the problem of your brain and your mind, is always occupied with that. Let go of it, because you are doing it. Think peacefully. Don't fight. You know how? Look around you. What do you see? War. Every single particle is fighting the others. Yes. But, let me show you one of these particles who goes and doesn't fight. He goes to the sun and will be melted in the sun. Becomes a part of the sun. Now, is it fighting anyone? No. It's peaceful. Why? Explain it to me. I'm a baby and I'm asking you, what is that? What's happening here? Yeah. Could you explain it? Simple. When I'm not me anymore, I don't have the problem of this me anymore. When I fade in the sun, I don't have my personal problem anymore. I just give up this dividing attitude. Then I become a part of the system. Right at the beginning, this is how he explained it. He said, yes, this is war, but the strife of the mouth that has been affected in the sun is beyond the description and calculation. This was it, remember? And this is